I'm looking right at the other. From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. The death toll from the earthquake in Nepal continues to rise, surpassing 6,200 people Friday. Nepal's government is giving $1,000 to the families of the dead, plus $400 for burial costs. The United Nations says more than 8 million people were affected by the earthquake, and at least 2 million have been displaced. Authorities in the eastern U.S. city of Baltimore are appealing for calm and patience as prosecutors decide whether to charge officers involved in the arrest of a young black man, Freddie Gray, who died in police custody. VOA interviewed black families throughout the eastern city of Baltimore about how they discuss the case. Victoria Mackey has more.
In Baltimore, black parents teach their children two lessons about police.
I'm not going to say every police officer is bad. Not everyone is good, but it's going to be a long talk.
The weeks after Freddie Gray's death haven't been good for that conversation. At a rally against police violence, Christopher Martin marched with his fiancée, Quatira Johnson, and their toddlers to show the two-year-olds a peaceful protest. Martin's mother still counsels him to stay away from night demonstrations, where police arrested hundreds of protesters this week.
When all this crazy stuff was going on, she told him to stay in the house with the kids, don't come on the street. It's wild.
There's frustration these talks are still needed, but a 2014 investigation showed the Baltimore Police Department paid out nearly $6 million in recent years over police brutality allegations. Victoria Mackey, VOA News, Baltimore.
U.S. health officials are closing down a treatment unit they set up in Liberia at the height of the Ebola crisis last year as that country prepares to be declared free of the deadly virus. This is VOA News. Saudi Arabia says it has killed dozens of Yemeni Shiite rebels who were carrying out a large-scale cross-border attack on the kingdom. In a statement, Riyadh's defense ministry said three Saudi soldiers were killed in the late Thursday fighting in southern Najran province. The ministry says the rebels attacked border posts and control points. They were repelled by a combination of Saudi ground troops and airstrikes. It's believed to be the largest cross-border attack by the rebels since a Saudi-led coalition began a campaign of airstrikes against them 5 weeks ago. NATO Military Chief U.S. General Philip Breedlove says the alliance needs better military intelligence on the ground in eastern Ukraine, where he says Russian forces appear to be fortifying military gains despite a two-month ceasefire. Breedlove's assessment came Thursday in testimony to the U.S. Senate Armed Services Committee in Washington. The U.S. Navy has begun accompanying American-flagged commercial ships through the Strait of Hormuz at the mouth of the Persian Gulf to ensure that they encounter no interference from Iran. U.S. defense officials say the policy was adopted in response to what Washington views as provocative Iranian behavior. Earlier this week, Iran Revolutionary Guard troops' naval vessels were reported to have fired warning shots near a Marshall Islands flag cargo ship, detaining it and its crew. Iran says it intervened with the Maersk Tigris because the Maersk shipping line owes it money awarded in a lawsuit. Workers around the world took to the streets Friday to mark International Workers' Day, more commonly known as May Day, with marches and calls for higher pay and better working conditions. Thousands marched in rallies in Indonesia and the Philippines, where workers live on less than $2 a day, to demand a higher minimum wage, job protection, and a halt to what is called contractualization. Contract employees do not have the same rights and benefits as regular employees. Workers in South Korea pledged to have a general strike if the government goes through with planned labor reforms. Thousands of people remain out of their homes in Chile Friday following the third and latest eruption of Calbuco volcano in the southern part of the country. The volcano spewed hot rocks and ash into the air on Thursday, prompting more than 2,000 people to evacuate their homes. Calbuco's two eruptions last week left parts of the region covered in toxic ash. The volcanic outbursts were the first in more than 40 years. Look at our website, voanews.com. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.